I'm Aaron Brown, and you are tuned to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. And this is our summer show live from the Rife Center. You can listen to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and all over the world at kaxe.org. We're talking about nostalgia this hour because it seems we can't avoid the long arm of the past, not here in Grand Rapids or anywhere else. If the internet were a forest and we were a sleek-coated American mink, the trap set for us would be one of those remember when clickbait articles that you see on the internet. We can't lay off them. You know, oh man, remember when you could smoke in the mall and stuff like that? And it really doesn't matter how old you are. You know, senior citizens can keep their Christmas tree candles burning for the 1950s, but even a high school senior is happy to lecture a seventh grader about how much harder things were for them back in 2015. I mean, you had to enter your phone passcode in by hand. It was a different time. This crossed my mind when I noticed that the state of Minnesota recently celebrated its 160th anniversary of statehood. Now, what does 160 years mean? Well, find yourself or turn to your nearest 80-year-old. And when that 80-year-old was an itty-bitty little baby, some other 80-year-old held them in their arms. And that 80-year-old was alive in 1858, before the Civil War. And yet, you know, we forget significant news events that happened 5 years ago while waxing nostalgic about the Nintendo Power Glove and hammer pants. That's what blows my mind about history, because history and nostalgia are different things. Nostalgia means I get to brag about riding in a beanbag chair in the way back of my family's Cutlass Cruiser station wagon, you know, before all those laws about seatbelts and child endangerment, you know, or at least before those laws were enforced. Well, man, we were a different breed back then. Of course, I have the luxury of not being one of the children, you know, hurled out of a moving car at 60 miles an hour. And that's the unwritten rule about nostalgia. It only counts if you don't die. Whenever I get together with my old friends from high school, we talk about the time I almost drowned. It's hilarious. We were jumping off a tree that was floating out in the lake, and every time we jumped up, the tree would drop down, and so we'd have to tread water, and the tree would sink when all of us stood on it. And I got tired, and I headed back to shore. And on the way back, somewhere along the way, my muscles, they just stopped. They just stopped working. I was face down in the water, just barely able to paddle at all. And a few seconds later, my friend Mark realized what was happening. He pulled me out, and I was fine. It was okay. And they were laughing. Hey, dude, we just thought you were looking for your glasses. My friends, they laughed. Like, wouldn't that be ironic? You know, a guy drowns because his friends thought he was just looking for his glasses. You know, and I mean, I'm down there floating in suspended animation, feeling time slow down, you know, sensing the everlasting peace of death settling into my fingers and toes. But I didn't drown, so it's funny. Isn't that? That's the power of nostalgia. That's what that, you know, cribs with baby head sized holes. You know, playground equipment made from rusty sheet metal. The musical catalog of the New Kids on the Block. We laugh and reminisce because we survived. I remember one night in 1990, my friend and I recorded Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice off the local Top 40 radio station using a cassette tape boombox. We listened to that song over and over again so that we could type the lyrics onto a green glowing computer screen of his friend's dad's fancy new personal computer. So it went like this. Rolling in my 5.0, okay, reverse, with my rag top down so my hair could blow. Got it? The girlies on standby waving just to say hi. Did you stop? No, I just drove by. This took hours. We printed off the final product, peeling off the feeder tabs off the paper, and then we knew the lyrics to Ice Ice Baby. And it's not lost on me that this entire process would now take 15 seconds using a device that's in my pocket right now. In fact, I could play you the entire song with the push of a button. I won't, because that's the other important difference between history and nostalgia. History must be remembered so that we don't repeat it. Nostalgia must be forgotten, or we will embarrass the children. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. I'm Aaron Brown. I'd like to welcome our musical guests, an enormous band with joy in their hearts all the way from Mattawa, Minnesota. Welcome the Holy Hootenanners.